Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The scriptures we heard today reminds us that there is a day when Christ will return. Our world often associates that day with doom and gloom. Apocalypse. Warnings of look out, get right with Jesus. But notice how the day of Christ colors St. Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. It is a letter of joy and thanksgiving in which he mentions the day. How do you remember Christ's coming? Do you do so with worry, with denial, or with joy and thanksgiving? Without Christ, there is plenty to worry about. Why? Because this world is all that there is then. Advent is a time to ramp up the worry. Worry about all the changes outside, staying warm, staying safe, being swallowed up by an earthquake. When I die, will it be cold and solitude? Will it be hot as hell? What will it be? Will I please everyone this year at this wintry wonderland time? How will I make this year special? I'm my only hope. I'm a cosmic accident. Without Christ, some prefer to deny that the end will come. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, St. Paul quoted the philosophers, and even the Old Testament, I think, mentions that. Busy with the trappings of being busy, to keep your mind off the sure things that are to come. Future without me? Sounds awful. Don't want to think about it. But with Christ, a reason to rejoice and be thankful. To let Christ come and color the seasons of life and the care that you have for others. With joy and thanksgiving, as St. Paul did in his letter when he mentioned the day. After all, Christ will come again to take us to be with him. There is a new heavens and a new earth, as we talked about on Sunday in Bible study, earth and heaven 2.0. No longer will there be sin and death, sorrow, pain. One of the greatest things someone else can do for you is assure you of a future. Listen again to that text tonight that we heard. What kind of demeanor does St. Paul have? Does he have worry when he mentioned the day of Christ? Does he deny the day of Christ when he mentions it? Well, you know, that day, I think, I don't know, something. Or does he abound in words of joy and thanksgiving for you all, for the affection that you have, the discernment that you have, that you grow more and more in proving that which is excellent so that you'll be pure and blameless at the day of his coming. And how I long to see you once again. And he mentions the day of Christ twice. Never once with worry, never once with denial, just surrounded in this whole book of just joy and thanksgiving as he mentions the day of Christ's coming. And maybe we should take a hint from that too when we talk about and when we think about and we remember the day of Christ's coming. Is it a reason to get all frantic? Is it a reason to duck our heads in the sand? Or is it a reason to rejoice in the fellowship of the church? Those who are going to be eternal. Those things on earth that are going to last beyond tomorrow. Those things are going to last beyond the grave. And that's you, my friends. Because Christ came and died for you, because Christ went to the cross and fully bore the sins of the whole world, and because Christ, that same Christ, rose again in the body, and ascended into heaven in the body as a down payment for your body, you too will live with him in the eternal places, in the body, with him. A guaranteed future by his blood, by his death, by his resurrection, by his ascension into heaven. Heaven and earth 2.0 revealed by his work, by his down payment, his love. The other thing in this text I think you should note too is really a complicated word, but it's real simple. It's called divine monergism. You ever heard of that before? Divine monergism. Monergism is simply mono, meaning singular, one, and ergism, which is work. Divine work, God's work. And did you hear it in the text, the emphasis on that? I'll tell you it in this way, real simple. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ. Wow. He who began a good work in you? And I think we heard in the Isaiah text, he who has done all our works, that's divine monergism. That means Christ, God, is the one who brought us to faith by his Holy Spirit, keeps us in the faith, and brings us to the last by his work, his doing. His little ways of speaking to you underneath this word, and by baptizing you, and by giving you his food, his bread from heaven, that you know your sins are forgiven, and that heaven is yours with him. And you can have that joy and thanksgiving of St. Paul when you remember his church, your friends here, and what Christ has done for us eternally. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.